Next public hearing was conditional use number 1941, Delaware Electric Cooperative Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, the biggest concern by the public in opposition was really the value of the houses, whether it would impact negatively. And we had different people with different opinions, but at least one realtor, which has some merit, and one attorney representing the adjoining property owner didn't feel that way, and I personally don't feel that way. I don't see why these panels would be bothersome. I've ridden by them, I've seen them, and of course, I'm a farmer with a chicken house across the street, so my tolerance level might be a little bit higher than others, but I just don't see the issue, so I have a motion prepared to recommend approval.
Before you make my, just for clarification, there is a list of property owners that were notified. The applicants provided the list of property owners, and they based it on their site that's proposed to be used, not the whole farm. If they did the whole farm, they would have been out to, they would have been out to Route 9,
right,
Laurel, Georgetown Highway, and they'd been,
people were across the street.
It's a large parcel that's coming out of, but they notified those within 200 foot that were from the site specific.
And that's what's required by statute and by county code.
I just want to make sure I'm clear. At the end of the day, the Reed property is not within 200 feet.
Right, it's about 500 feet.
About 2/10 of a mile.
And isn't it even further away from the panels themselves? So I feel for the folks. I'm just not sure that it's a, I'm just not sure that it's going to be a problem.
And just to make clear, and that's why I asked the question, Mr. Lang, there's not any issues with notice, so we don't have anything.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make sure of that. I didn't want to be, because we don't want to be challenged later on for that reason.
I think my consideration is that, looking at the overall good for the public, is that this ultimately will serve 870 homes. And that's why, you know, the developer's not looking at just doing rooftop panels.
This whole thing is difficult for everyone. I can assure you that, based on what I know about the industry, I doubt that the applicant is all that thrilled to have to do this in the first place. But they're doing what the governor has asked them to do, and you know, that's kind of where it all starts, really. So they're, and I think that in looking for sites like this, folks will frequently say, well, there's a zillion places. Well, you know, there's not a lot of times. There really isn't a lot of places. There are considerations that the applicant has, and then there are land is not just always available. People, you know.
Not nearby a substation.
Right, not near a substation. I mean, people don't want to sell their land. They don't want to sell their land. So I think they you know, did a fair amount of research on what was available before they actually did this. So
okay, gentlemen, then in that case, I'm going to move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1941 for Delaware Electric Cooperative Incorporated for a solar electric generating facility in an AR1 district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use in that it is of a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on a neighboring or adjacent properties. It is bordered on the east by a collector ditch and an unoccupied wooded area on the south by a tax ditch and a large tract of tilled agricultural land. On the west by East Trap Pond Road and a large tract of tilled agricultural land, and on the north by another large tract of tilled agricultural property. The nearest residence to the proposed use, which appears to be unoccupied and abandoned, is approximately 1/10 of a mile from the proposed use. The nearest occupied residence is approximately 2/10 of a mile from the site. Three, the proposed solar electric generation facility will be constructed in two phases. The first phase will generate 4 megawatts of solar electric power, and a second phase will add an additional 3 megawatts of solar electric power. The combined total of these two phases will provide sufficient renewable green energy for approximately 870 homes. Four, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on adjacent and neighboring roadways. It is expected at only one vehicle trip per week. On average, is anticipated for inspections, maintenance, and repair of the solar panels. 5, the Delaware Department of Transportation has reviewed the proposed plan and has issued a letter of no objection with regard to the plan. 6, the facility will be eco-friendly. In its first year of operation, it will displace approximately 12,641 pounds of carbon-based generated electricity. This is the equivalent of taking 1,239 automobiles off the road. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, no storage facility shall be constructed on the site. B, lighting on the facility will consist only of perimeter lighting for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. D, the site shall be secured by fencing. A locked 38-foot gate, wide gate will permit access to the site from East Traplon Road with a Knox box to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company. E, if the solar electric generation facility is not operational for a period of 12 months, the Delaware Electric Cooperative or assigns must return the site to its original state within an additional 12-month period. And finally, F, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1941, Delaware Electric Cooperative, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.